first program is that I did was Making Music, which in 1995, and that was from, this is still being used by children from 3 years old and up. And then I went to Making More Music, where it introduced things like notation. And a third one, Playing Music, which introduces the whole act of interpretation and expressing oneself. And then Hearing Music, which deals with cognitive hearing in music. And then the last group, which is called World of Music, where it goes back to the original writing of music as a pitch canvas. This is for 3, 4, and 5 year old children. Yeah, 3, 4, and 5 year old children. It has a pitch canvas. And here you can choose a clarinet, trumpet, or piano. And then you can draw on the screen. We can turn it backwards. And we can make it upside down. And let's add a little trumpet here. Session has been captured, and you can see everything the child has done, and the child can see it, but also the parents and teachers can look at it, and over a period of time you can actually guess dates and so forth. You can sort of get a feel for how the creativity has changed for the child. Then you can go to the rhythm canvas, and here we have an actual rhythm from the culture, a meter sort of from the culture, and you play the drums. Tells you where in the world those scales are. And here is a tutorial on scales.
Melody is the pitch spacing between notes. Listen. A rhythm is the name given to the time spacing between notes. If the time intervals were all...
That's Joan LaBarbera. And and that the tutorial on how it works and so forth. I'm going to jump now, to the more advanced one, which is for 7-year-old kids. Here we have a similar layout, but a little more complex. Go to the pitch canvas, and we can do things we couldn't do before. For instance, let's take, let's start with the clarinet, which is already chosen. And let's get rid of it and do it again. And now I can actually grab those, duplicate them, make the duplication upside down. But let's turn it back for a minute. And we'll play what we've got. And now, just by doing that, we'll take some more here, duplicate it again. And now we'll make that go backwards and duplicate it again. And make it go upside down. And now we'll play it. And let's hear what it sounds like in West Africa. And slower. We can also grab the whole thing, duplicate it, and duplicate it again. But before we do, we'll turn it upside down. And then, and okay, now we can play it. Now I can using the magic wand and choosing whatever this instrument is, we can now do the following. Here we can get rid of this, not listen to it, and actually draw them in. And now if I duplicate, now we have and so now we go to the beginning. Whoops, sorry, didn't go to the beginning. Now we'll come down here. Save the compositions, they can export them, put them up on the web. The compositions are all in the My Music. Everything they did, dated, and so forth. If they do this, it actually sends that composition back to here, and that composition now can be redone and worked on. And now it's all moving on to the web, and I started a program at the Harlem School of the Arts, which will eventually turn into a whole curriculum, starting with creating music. And can we turn the lights on? And trying to keep at the creative level, and then learning all about music through that. Any quick questions?
Yes. Does it have a function to translate it into standard musical notation?
Yes. Not in the program itself, on the web. It isn't there yet, but they have a web button, and they can go in, and then there's a separate little applet that turns it into notation. This has just come out, so it isn't there yet.
Yes. Do you consider GarageBand a competitor?
GarageBand?
Yeah.
Well, the problem with, yeah, it's an editor.
Or a competitor.
Does it compete
as a product to
I don't really deal with competition, but but there was a test done. A group got GarageBand, and Sibelius evidently has a children's program as well, similar to GarageBand, I think. I'm not sure. And they used my program, and they went to three different socioeconomic areas and tested children. And at the way they did it, I have a video, they sent me a videotape of it. The way they did it, they introduced the child to each of the programs, and at the end of the session, and they were ages, I think 7 through 10 or something like that. And at the end of the program, at the end of the session, they told the kids, now go back to the computer and choose whichever one of the three you want and just play with it. And one of the groups, 100% went to my program. And in the other two groups, it ranged from 80% to the lowest, which was around 70%. And then asked the questions, and they had a question period for the parents and the teachers, and the asked the kids, you know, what they liked about the program that they had gone to, and the consensus by the children was that they can actually create from nothing, and rather than have something there that's already there, they just felt incredibly empowered to create something from absolutely nothing. The ones who chose the GarageBand and Sibelius chose it because they liked the pictures better. So it was very interesting, and I'm such a non-competitor that I can't find the videotape, because I was going to put it on the web. It would be a really nice thing to show to people, but I will eventually find it, but I haven't found it. Yes?
Did you draw the pictures yourself?
I'm sorry?
Did you draw the pictures yourself?
No, my older son is an animator, and he did all the graphics for them.
Nice.
It's a family affair. My wife does the voiceovers, and my younger son does the sound effects, and I don't do much of anything except, you know, design it. So.
Is this program is available out in the county today?
Yes. There are three of them of each.
What's the name of this one?
World of Music Intermediate, World of Music Beginner. They're both the two you just saw.
Okay.
This is the intermediate one. Any other questions? Yes.
What is the OOPS function?
The what?
Oops.
The what?
The OOPS
function.
Oh, it's what you would think. You do something you didn't mean, whoops, you click on it, it takes it away. It goes back. Yeah, no, it's not delete, it's undo. Yeah.
Did you actually write the computer programming for this?
No. I over the last, 12 years, I modeled everything in Director. So everything works, but not very well. And then I give it to a real programmer, who then takes it to the next step and puts it so that it doesn't break. So what you're seeing, I didn't program. But but I programmed the underlying thing, you know, the prototypes. I found I'm not very good at thinking ahead, so I would find myself, if I'm working abstractly, just cut, they would give me what I thought, what they thought I wanted, and it just didn't work. So I learned director and began doing it and played with it until I got it to work right the way I wanted it, and then gave it to someone to program. Okay, yes.
Are there other instruments like saxophones?
In making music, there are 27 instruments. In the world of music, there are only three or four. What do I have? I have three. Because I was trying to get the tunings of the timbre. My intention is that if we can continue with the web connection, it connects to the web, is to be able to add more, because I think I had at 1.6 instruments in here in 6 cultures, but it already gets so rich, you don't really know what you're listening to. So I pruned it down. But what you'll be able to do is substitute the three and do a different three and mix. You'll be able to mix and match from one culture to the other. But that'll all be done on the web, not in the CD-ROM that you have. You'll be able to download to it. It's all designed so that you can download. When we get to the downloads, it will just substitute right in the program you've got.
Is this being used in schools?
Yes, it is. I don't know where, because I haven't been involved in it. But I do know it's being used in schools. A company sells textbooks. They have these. You've heard about the reason we didn't have evolution taught in the schools because Texas didn't like evolution, and then you couldn't sell the textbooks to Texas. Therefore, you took evolution out, and all the rest was said to suffer. And one of those companies sells this to the schools. That's how I have a little section in hearing music on the evolution of music and the evolution of hearing. And I thought, oh, it's gonna bomb. But they never bothered looking at it, so it made it through. But any other questions? Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that.